Tell me again why I have to go to this thing, Laura asked. They are your mother's co-workers. She was attempting to corral her wild mane into some semblance of an elegant updo, but every time she managed to wrestle a curl under a bobby pin, another would spring for freedom elsewhere on her head. Evenings like this were why Laura wished she had that instinctual hairdresser know-how that most women seem to have been born with. Give her a cadaver and a mysterious death to solve, and she was in her element. Hand her a brush and a bag of makeup, and she was lost. I told you that we both have to be there, because Mom is receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award, Eric replied. He was losing his own personal battle with his bow tie. Laura watched his reflection in the mirror, missing the clump of hair she was holding and accidentally stabbing the air with her pin. She was always surprised by how much just watching him turned her on. She was sure that after all this time, her deep attraction to him would have faded. But here she was, pulled in by his magnetism. She shook her head and refocused her attention back to her hair. Okay, I get why you need to be there to support her. She has done a lot for this nonprofit, which saves starving children all around the world and yada, yada, yada. But you're her kid, not me. Laura was whining as she turned toward him, abandoning the bobby pins. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love your mom, and I am proud of her. But you know how much I hate crowds and wearing Spanx. She lifted the pair of shapewear shorts lying across the ottoman, waiting for her to wriggle her way into them.
I know you don't like people, and I hate the Spanx as much as you. No, more than you.
Eric snatched the offending garment from her fingers and flung them across the room. They hit the wall behind the bed with a soft thwack and slid to rest across the wooden headboard.
Look, I could appeal to your reason or your compassion to convince you to go. But I'm not going to do that.
Laura tipped her head back slightly as he stepped toward her, mere inches between them.
What I am going to do is make you beg for me to take you with me.